Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to all the dreams of your soul. This show is all about soul, about your soul, how you can unleash that unstoppable power that's within you and birth your biggest dreams. And today you're in for a really big treat. We have Jared Hewitt. And if you want to live an empowered life, free and joyful, and live as the conscious creator as you are, you're going to love this show. And I want to tell you a little bit more about Jared. He is a very gifted healer, and he has worked with some of the biggest and most recognizable names in the self-help and spiritual movement. He's the best-selling author of Love, Life, God, The Journey of Creation. I just read his book, and I can absolutely want to inspire you to read it. It's phenomenal. He's also the co-author of an international bestseller, The Big E, Everything is Energy. Through his work, he helps others reconnect with their own inner guidance, wisdom, peace. And Jared's goal is really to empower you by sharing, you know, his personal humor and his insight. Jared was born as a clairvoyant and a clairaudient with the gift to see all forms of energy. And he was raised in a very strict conservative home and taught to hide his gifts. Religion told him that he was flawed, broken, wrong. And as he grew up, this manifested in becoming obese. He suffered heart problems, anxiety attacks, depression. And basically, you know, he, in the end, what happened, and this is where I'm so excited to share that with you, he realized that everything is energy, and where he's now, he's this whole new person, and he has this amazing journey. He's now one of the most powerful and brilliant healers, writers, and channels on the planet. There's so much to say about him, and I just want to talk with himself so you can hear, and this story is just absolutely beautiful. Welcome, Jared.
Thank you, Saskia. There is a lot to say, and you, I could listen to you say it all day. It was great.
There's so much to say. I'm just stumbling over my own words, and I'm like, let's bring you on. Jared.
Yeah, no, it's great. There's a lot of energy on the call, so that's to be expected.
I know. I love it. To dive right in, I ask all my guests, like, you know, we all have a soul's path, and, you know, a path that's calling us forever, or, you know, we open that door at some point, the door to our soul.
Yep.
Is there
a moment where you feel that
happened to you, or a moment you
I'm
can
sorry,
recall?
Say that again.
Is there a moment in your life where you felt like, well, and then I did open that door?
Oh, God, there were... There were probably 1,000 moments of sort of little steps and little pushes. I feel like that door was always open for me. I feel like it was just a matter of not denying where the door was and not denying walking through it and not denying what I knew was on the other side of that door. so it really wasn't so much about one particular moment. I had several moments where, you know, I thought I was having heart attacks, and I was in the cardiac unit for, you know, it seems like weeks on end, at a certain point in my early 20s, and I'm in my mid-30s now, and I've, you know, been great for 15 years. But, there were a couple moments where I just thought, this is horrible. I think the one moment that really did it for me, it sounds kind of like a strange moment, and I'll kind of explain it. I was kind of sitting there, and I'd gone out of town, and you touched on it in that wonderful intro that you gave. Thank you for that. I used to have horribly crippling anxiety.
Mm.
And I'd gone out of town. This was my maybe junior year of college. I'd just gone out of town to get a weekend away at a friend's lake house, and we went out to the cabin. And I ended up staying there for like 3 months because I was so afraid to get back in the car and go home, which,
yeah,
now that I look at it, it's such a great metaphor, because literally I was afraid to go home. I was afraid to open myself up to my soul. I was afraid to go back to God, to Source, to the universe, whatever it is. I was just so afraid of all of it. And I think in that moment I had this kind of realization, and I just said, if this is it, if this is my life, it's going to be over soon, and what do I really want? It was just kind of that pivotal moment where I got out of my story, and I got out of the junk, and I got out of feeling bad for myself, and I got out of beating myself up and feeling like whatever was going on, and I kind of had a moment of surrender. Not in that I gave up, but I just said, okay, you know, I accept it. I accept whatever this is, I accept it, and I want to go do something fun before I die. I want to do something that feels like me. And for me, that was coming out to California. So I made it back from the four-hour drive that it was, you know, to the lake. And I just said, I'm moving. And everybody went, "What? You, huh? You're crazy. You can't even leave the house. What do you mean you're moving?" And I thought, I'll make it work. And so I had a friend drive out to California with me. I got moved out. I got a job over at Warner Brothers because I really have always loved the entertainment industry. And it was an internship. So I said, you know, I'll just go for however long, because I didn't know what was going to happen to me. I didn't know what was going on. And interestingly enough, I wound up being there. This was right around September 11th of the original 9/11 date.
Yeah.
And so that was a whole experience in and of itself, and what was going on with consciousness. But that was the kind of moment where I started stepping into more and more of, oh, this is what it kind of feels like to be me, and remove the shackles a little bit and just give myself permission to have an experience and give myself permission to live and to not, maybe not necessarily get it right, but to maybe not care and maybe start imagining what if there was, you know, all of this stuff was just energy, and what if these belief systems, what if I could just let go of them, and what if, and as I started experiencing more and more of that, just amazing, amazing things started happening in my life, and my health just kind of, I mean, it was probably about a year from that moment to where it was sort of like, oh, I'm really good now. And but things just started to change, and I started to notice in myself that as I really kind of just came from that place of surrender, and again, not from the I give up and I quit, not that place, but just I'm going to stop fighting life, and I'm going to stop fighting, and I'm just going to accept. And in that moment of acceptance, I was able to sort of reclaim that power that comes from just being able to be in the moment. And I was able to make such drastic and dramatic changes, but also really small and simple changes that literally over the course of a few years altered my entire life. I mean, I can look back to a decade ago, to 15 years ago, and, you know, I recognize that person. It looks like me, you know, a little younger, a little, I see that person, but it's like when I feel into it, it's like, wow, that person is just, it's like I'm a whole new person. And I still very much love, you know, that person. I love this person. It's all one being. And that was the evolution. And so the evolution of that was such a beautiful process. But it's just like, wow, seriously, I started way over there.
Yeah, you know, it's hopeful for everybody who listens. Like, you know, you did that. But I know your message is like, this is for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it is because, I mean, that's, I joke with a friend of mine who's also a healer, and you know, when we were kind of talking about things that we had gone through, and people would call with certain problems or whatever, and we would be talking and comparing notes, and I would say, "Oh yeah, I remember when I had that or I had that," and she just looked at me one day and she said, "My God, you've had every single horrible illness I can think of," and I said, "You know, but I think that has given me an advantage in one way or another, because not only did I learn that I could overcome it, or not that overcome, that's kind of a word that maybe means you're fighting it, but because I could come through and change and transmute it, and show up somebody else, not only am I able to empathize with that and also kind of have a place in my energy field where I immediately tune into that with other people and can help them heal it, but it was such a gift just because just the story in and of itself is, you know, you can do this. Anybody can do this. You can open yourself up to anything you want to experience.
Yeah. And that's probably for a lot of us just hard to believe.
Yeah.
And what was the...
Well, and that's where I say, I mean, that's where you've got to start. I love that you said that, because when you're confronted with something like that and you kind of feel yourself go into denial about it, that's the perfect place to get conscious and start going, okay, what stories in my life is that challenging? What do I believe that this person, this thing that this person is saying, what is that challenging in me? What is that bringing up? And where am I trying to fight to keep the very thing I say I'm trying to free myself of?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I work, in my work, I basically do, as I say, you know, by now I'm a breakthrough coach, because I love working with people who are stuck. I mean, that's my expertise, basically. Because it's intriguing. It's, you know, we have these stories and these beliefs, and I know what it is when we can break through it and how freeing it is. And, you know, your life is an example of that, where, you know, things are absolutely possible. Yeah. We're heading for a break, everyone. Time goes so fast. We're talking with special guest Jared Hewitt. Stay with us, and we're coming back right after the break.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick 4 kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive 1 kit free.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation, transformation. Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And today we have the honor to talk with Jared Hewitt. And before we continue, Jared, I want to make sure everybody knows how they can connect with you.
Yes, thank you. You can go to my website, actually. It's jaredhewitt.com, jaredhewitt.com. So it's Jared with two A's and two R's, and then Hewitt with two E's and two T's. So check it out. Obviously, my books are available everywhere, bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all of that stuff. So you're welcome to Google me as well. But I do have a website.
Thank you, Jared. You know, I want to touch upon the subject of fear a little bit because, you know, when we're stuck or when we have to get unstuck, apparently there's, you know, there's fear in us. What would you say, you know, what I know in your book you write about, you know, you can declare, I am self-love, but can you expand a little bit on, you know, how do we deal with fear and what is a good tool to snap out of that?
Yeah, well, there's kind of a multi-layered approach to that. The first thing is obviously to recognize that it is fear. And I think, you know, I mentioned a minute ago I used the word surrender. And it's funny because I don't use that word a lot when I talk with people and when I do interviews, but it's come up quite a bit. So it must be kind of in the consciousness today to delve into that topic.
I love the whole surrender topic, so maybe that's...
Oh, great, okay. Maybe that's what it is. We're just kind of getting in sync here and in tune. I remember having... it's one of the last anxiety attacks I ever had, and it was a horrible one, but I just remember laying there, and I used to freak out, and it was this horrible thing. And I just remember laying there, and I said, okay, if this is it, okay. I just stopped. I said, I recognize this for what it is. It's fear. It's me being not present. I'm not in my body. I'm not in the moment. And there's a lot, obviously, of things that go along with that. But I just kind of said, okay. And when I said okay, that was the beginning of the fear moving out. When I talk in the book about the invocation of I am divine love or I am self-love, self with the capital S, meaning the totality of your being, it's literally invoking your I am presence. And it's not so much even just a head saying. It's really moving into that heart space and directing all of the energy that you are to move in. And what happens when people move into fear, they kind of, if I were to describe their energy field and what I see when people go into fear, there are certain areas of the body, I mean, certain chakras may look like they're kind of closed down or guarded, but it's almost like there's all of their energy has left the body, and there's just kind of this little fort somewhere in their system that's kind of really trying to fight for something. And so when you do I am divine love or I am self-love, when you can really drop into your heart, you know, and for me, sometimes I think of my dog or I think of babies, you know, I think of kids, just stuff that would open your heart, you know, animals, nature. But kind of move into that place out of the head and into the heart where you can start to feel your connection to your own self and feel your connection to your source. And there's kind of I'm going to back up a little bit because part of what goes on with fear and anxiety is there's this feeling of separation. There's this feeling of wanting to be one with things but not being able to. And so there's this feeling of loss of control. It's kind of like, you know, the universe may be a friendly universe to you, yet you're not protected, you're not safe. And these are actually all little places in your own energy field where you're plugging in and where you're kind of, literally, if you think of life as a hologram or a video game or a computer program, that's the best way to describe it. And as you plug into fear, you literally kind of start reprogramming the code that's running. And so part of what I do is move in and help people rewrite their code so that they can release all of that stuff and they don't get plugged back into that. Because it's really, fear is in a way, it's that separation from self and separation from source. But there are so many levels and layers that people have of why they've separated that they don't even know they have. I mean, it's usually unconscious stuff. It's energetic stuff. It's genetic beliefs or core beliefs or whatever it is. So really my work is all about moving those blocks out of the way, releasing those blocks, and getting people back into that safe, comfortable feel of home. I mean, like I said, I was literally afraid to go home in that example of, you know, going to the lake and not being able to go anywhere. And that a lot of times, all times, that is what fear is. It's just forgetting who you really are and where you're really connected to and the power that you really have as a creator. But there's all kinds of reasons that people get plugged into that. And that's really one of the reasons I wrote the book, was to explain to people, hey, it's okay. This is actually a normal reaction, but also this is why you're having that reaction. And when you can start to understand how that reaction is created and why it occurs, you can actually take back your power from it, and you can kind of learn to, at first you kind of start walking with it, and then you kind of realize, oh, it's gone. It's kind of, where did it go? And you realize it was all you to start with.
You know, and that's where I think the surrender piece comes up, and that's why I want to share. Some of you know that I gave birth to 5 children, and the way I did it was, you know, they're all born in like half hour time, honestly, from the first contraction. I don't want to use even that word, but I would rather say expansion.
Yes.
To, you know, squatting down and you know, birthing the baby. And I know why, because I figured out the reason. What happened was I completely surrendered into what is called pain and fear, where, you know, fear contracts. It's really, if you think about the uterus, you know, how can you push out a baby if it's contracted and closed? I mean, you can only breathe in, relax into, surrender into. And the most beautiful thing was, like, then you get into the expansion, and literally, you know, at 10 past 10, I would feel the first contraction, and like, you know, at 10:30, I have this baby.
Wow.
So a tiny woman.
That's a great analogy, because that's literally what I was talking about when I see people's energy fields. When they move into fear, it contracts. Mm-hmm. All of that energy goes, it's kind of like it scatters, and they contract into this one little space. And if you can move into that opening place of love and true authentic self, it's like, I feel it's kind of like warm, kind of just, it's like honey everywhere. Just like it's this warm, kind of gooey, expansive feel that just starts moving out everywhere. I love that analogy that you used.
You know, and I love it too, because it's so tangible. It's like, really, there was a result. Like, you know, you can not only sense, yeah, it left me, but it's a metaphor that I teach now. In, you know, how you birth, if it's like, you know, your dream or your baby or your book, when we go in that fear, we literally contract. And where, Jared, because you write in your book, what is the name of your book? Can you say the name of your book, Love, Energy? What is the name of your book?
Love, Life, God, The Journey of Creation.
Yeah, Love, Life, God, The Journey of Creation. Where, you know, to say I am love or I am self-love, it's such a big concept, right? We don't even feel into it, like you say it, but it can still be emptyless. Can you?
Right. And that's one of the things I've actually encountered that a lot lately. People have all kinds of mantras that they say, but there's no feeling behind. And feeling is like the gasoline of the engine of creation. You've got to have that feeling behind it to drive your motor. And what so many people I'm finding are falling out in, they're falling out in the experience of themselves. They're not allowing themselves, and allowing is a big part of that whole process of surrender and removal and moving into the joy. They're not allowing themselves to have whatever experience it is they're creating right now, which takes them out of the now moment, which is the only place they can ever create changing that experience.
Yeah. It's and at this time everybody wants to expand, and now we have the law of attraction to just bring it up, because you talk a lot about in your book why, you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it really doesn't work.
Right. Well, and it's not necessarily that, you know, the universe is broken and the system isn't working, but like, I talk to people all the time and say, well, you know, I've been visualizing this thing for years, and it's like, okay, well, part of that, what happens is people get kind of addicted to the visualization. Literally, there's a, you know, response in the body. The peptides start moving, the brain chemistry changes. And if you actually allowed that thing into your life, you would actually kind of be taking away the rush you're getting from visualizing. So I start kind of, sometimes I look at the field, and depending on the person, that's what we talk about. But as well, what goes on with the visualization is you're not using the key component of the law of attraction, which is the law of vibration. It's not what I think
that's
about
right.
Appears. It's what I vibrate at appears. It's literally, if you go back to the holographic universe and the idea that everything is energy, whatever you're vibrating at, it's like flipping on a light switch, you know, a big beacon of light to the universe. And the universe goes, oh, that's what we're supposed to send to this person, so shoot it out there. But when people get locked into their minds and they don't allow themselves to feel how it would feel to have everything they're asking, and a lot of times they don't feel that way because, you know, allowing in the thing you're asking for, it's like bringing in a puzzle piece, but you don't want to change the way your own puzzle looks. And so it's like the universe delivers you this piece, and you're like, great, I don't know what to do with that because I like my puzzle the way it is, or maybe I don't even like it the way it is, but I trust it, and I know it, and I know where all the pieces are, and if I add this piece, it's going to change my whole puzzle, and I'm not cool with that, so I'm just going to keep on sort of playing in my mind and not ever allow myself the experience and the feeling of what it is to truly be alive and truly be responsible and truly create my own life.
Yeah, the only thing, you know, when we say we create everything is, you know, when people have illnesses, and so there's the danger that people start, you know, there's the guilt.
Right.
What would
you... Oh, sure, why did I create this, or how did I do this, or
yeah.
Oh, I'm horrible at this, and I'm not worthy to create anything. And what, I mean, the first thing to bring a little levity to that is, well, good job. With my stuff, good job. Look how well I created being horribly sick based on my own belief systems. I did a great job. And if I can do that great at creating something like that, think about how great I can do when I change that thought and change that energy and move into creating something different. But you've got to be willing to let go of the attachment. And that's such a big thing. You know, there's even, you know, religiously, there's the metaphor of the rich man, you know, the camel going through the eye of the needle, and then it's easier than the rich man to get into heaven. And why that is the rich man has stories. He's got bags and bags, not of money, but he's got bags and bags of stuff that defines him, and he doesn't want to let that go. Whereas a poor person just goes, hey, I've got no attachment to this life, I've got no attachment to my surroundings, I've got no attachment to any of my horrible surroundings or what I'm going through, so I'm just going to drop all of my crap and all of my junk and all of my stories and roll right into where I want to be.
Well, that's very positive.
Yeah.
That's a lot of infinite possibilities then, right there.
Welcome to the world. The world is an infinite possibility generator.
It's so true, and I see we're already heading for a break. So all of you, you're listening. For anyone, if you want to make sure you birth your dream, and you get the hang of how you do that in 30 minutes, not only for your babies, but your book, your business, whatever. I have a free gift. It's a free three-part video series. You can find it on yoursoulguidance.com. That website is yoursoulguidance.com. Okay, guys, stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
About a year ago, I was feeling really stuck. I'd been doing yoga, but I was bored with my practice and felt like something was missing. That's when I heard about the College of Aparna Yoga. Even though I didn't think I wanted to teach, I really got interested when I found out that it's not just for yoga teachers. I learned about yoga, meditation, how to care for my body, and how to develop self-confidence. The teachers were fantastic. The course was so much fun, and I really felt cared for. Now I feel my life is changing and growing. I feel new in my yoga and new in my life.
The College of Aparna Yoga. Save 20% when you apply with a friend. Visit yogatrainingseattle.com. That's yogatrainingseattle.com.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Hello, this is Adil, And each year I fly 5 times around the world teaching thousands of students. When I land, I have to be energized and focused. In less than a minute, I prepare my favorite drink. It is raw, vegan, and full of enzymes. I get the energy and mental focus to be at my best. This is real food, not caffeinated stimulants. My family and I have been drinking these foods for over 20 years. We look younger, feel more alive, and shine from the inside out. In today's stress-filled world, we all need this nutrition. For more information, go to healthylivingwithadil.com. That's healthylivingwithadil, spelled AADIL.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Hi everyone, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our special guest, Jared Hewitt. Jared, can you give the listeners your information, how to connect with you, if you have any special gifts or packages you want to share?
Oh yeah, I'd love to. Again, the website where you can go to and you can email me and you can kind of learn a little bit more about me or book a session if you're interested in one-on-one work. It's www.jaredhewitt.com, and that's JARRADHEWETT.com. And if you are interested, sessions with me, it's such a 2012, and the energy of this year has been so intense for a lot of people, and so many people are just ready to put down that victimization. They're ready to put down those stories. They're ready to move into the expansive awareness of who they really are, and they're wanting to move into that space of conscious creation. And so since I usually book up, I'm booked up right now through about the 1st of November, and so sometimes people aren't able always to get right in with me. So what I've done is I've put together a package that is basically 4 sessions worth of material for me. There's lots of audio, lots of places. There's a few meditations, but a few really powerful healing sessions. Those of you who are familiar with my healing partner, Dee Wallace, we have a thing called the Creation Formula where it tunes into specific frequencies. There's a frequency chart as well as a book about kind of the symbols that have channeled in. They're kind of Reiki symbols. But they're not Reiki. It's kind of a whole different thing, but it's based off of that kind of premise of, you know, there's latent energy within you and that's dormant in the consciousness, and this is an activator. So there's like a half hour, 45 minute walkthrough guided session of that healing energy that can really help open you up and tune you on. Then there's a thing that goes through, there's a 2 hour long sessions that would be the same as having an hour long session with me, only these are recorded. And you can have access and you can read a little bit more about all of it and find out what's involved at jaredhewitt.com/special. And that's the special offer right now. And it's incredibly affordable. You can get like 4 or 5 sessions worth of material for less than what it would be for one session. It's less than half the price of one session. So it's a really, really good deal if anybody's interested in just checking out the work, or if they just want something to help them process some energy or help them release something, but they're not sure, you know, they want to go full out with it yet, and that's totally okay. But that's a good... That's something that I've done so that people can start to experience the shift, and there's so much energy in there. If you check it out, you will you will notice it. You will definitely feel that kind of loving tap on the backside that sort of helps boost you into the place that you're wanting to go. So I encourage everybody to check that out as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Jared. Jared, to talk a little more about you know, our vibration, how we bring everything into our vibration and create everything. So you would say anything's possible for everyone?
Everything is possible for anyone, absolutely. I actually, there's a funny, I'd like to share the story of what kind of happened over the break. Your producer came in and he called me the WWE champion, and I asked him, I said, what was that? And he said, oh, I was just kidding. I kind of kid with people. But the funny thing is, I literally just wrote a blog a few days ago that was titled, winner and new WWE champion, Jared Hewitt. And the whole thing was about how, you know, when I was four, and I still watch wrestling, I have to admit. but I was a huge wrestling fan when I was a little kid, and as you mentioned in the intro, I was really obese because I was really unhappy. And in my mind, my goal someday was to be a professional wrestler because that was someplace that I just knew I could shine, right? And I was going through recently, I'd gone back home to visit my parents, and I'm getting all emotional because this is really fun, but I was going through photos and seeing all of these pictures of me, and like, you know, I've been working, my healing partner for the last 12 years has been Dee Wallace, and I found this picture of me at age four sleeping on ET sheets with her picture on it.
No.
I work in, I do a lot of voiceover, I do a lot of commercial work, and one of the guys that helped break me into the business is a guy named Bill Farmer, who's the voice of Goofy. And I found pictures of myself at five, you know, running around Disney World with my Goofy hat. My other mentor in the business was a guy named Bob Bergen, who he does a lot of Looney Tunes stuff. And, like, I was working another job where I ran into the guy who's Winnie the Pooh. And Winnie the Pooh was my five-year-old birthday theme. So the whole thing was, like, I was having this interesting moment being back where I came from, kind of wondering what would I have thought about my life, and like if I would have known in high school or college where I was going to end up, you know, how much judgment I probably would have had on it back then. But then I found all of these pictures of myself before I really was able to form those beliefs and judgment, and found all of these things that I just loved participating in, and was able to look back and go, oh my gosh, I grew up to be one of these guys. I grew up to work with these guys. But I titled it that because it was just kind of, you know, I was talking about childhood dreams. So if you kind of listen to the universe, like even that, just when he came on and said, you know, and WWE champion Jared, it was kind of like that was the universe going, hey, I acknowledge you. Like, you're seen by everyone. You know, this is how it works. So I just wanted to throw that out too, because so many times people feel like nobody's listening to me. I'm not seen. I'm not being heard. And what's really going on is, I mean, the universe is literally sometimes struggling to get your attention. And all you've got to do is kind of wake up and move yourself out of that self-doubt and out of that story. Whatever that story is, I understand. I understand you've earned it. I understand because I've been there. I earned those stories, man. I would rather have been right than happy any day of the week. And when you can start to move out of that and realize, okay, even though I've got 12 years invested in this story, even though I've got my whole life wrapped up in this identity or fighting this one particular thing, I'm going to, just for now, because that's the only moment there is, just for now, I'm going to see what it would be like. I'm going to feel into what it would feel like to have a different story. And a lot of times, even that exercise right there, just taking the moment and saying, right now, the only moment there is, I'm going to feel what it would feel like. Not feel like what it would feel like to have to do the things you think you have to do to get what you want, but to feel into the end result and feel how happy you are, because in that result, you've already done everything that you needed to do to get it. And when you can do that, you're literally flipping that light switch on and placing your order, and the universe is going, oh, get that over there stat, because you're now vibrating in that place. And as you vibrate in that place, the vibrations of the old stories and the stuff you were holding on to just start to fall away. They don't vibrate there anymore. It's literally like, if you think about magnets, it's literally like changing the magnitude, changing whatever it is. There's nothing to bind them there anymore, and all you're free in that moment to step into a new story, one that you're creating. So vibrations, very powerful stuff.
That is very powerful. I never forget it. It reminds me, I did, you know, I think 20 years ago or so, I did the Landmark curriculum, and one of the exercises was you had to drop your story, and you had to share with a partner, you had to tell your story like over and over and over and over, and your partner could only say and not like expressionless, like I hear you, keep going. And you had to keep going as long as you couldn't stand your own story anymore, and you start to laugh, and you could drop it. And they wanted us to sit there till after midnight. It didn't matter, as long as you dropped your story. And I remember, you know, I'm telling my story and blah 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 blah, and at some point I'm like, this is a ridiculous story. And I laughed, and the interesting thing was that, you know, I got home, however I got home. Next morning I go back to Amsterdam, and I'm walking around on the street, and it was just total quietness in my head. And I went to this big fashion store, and I walk around, and I'm like, who am I? I didn't even know my style. I didn't know, like, I never forget, I bought this orange sweater. I never wear orange. And it was so quiet in my head, like, it was gone. It was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah. But then we picked it up again.
I know, right? Well, that's, and I talk about, it's great that you started with that fear conversation. I didn't even realize that that was kind of what happened, but I start the book off talking about fear of creation. And people all the time think, well, that's the dumbest idea ever. Of course I want all the stuff I'm asking for. Of course I want all of these things. But as you start really tracing the trail of your own energy, you see all the places where you're literally refusing to let go of the stories that are keeping those places in place and those things in place. And as you move through your fear of creation, you start to move all of that energy, and eventually you get to that point that I call the blank page, where it's like all of your stories have been erased. And now what
okay.
do you want to
create? We're getting, we have to turn to the break, Jared.
Okay.
All of you, you're listening to Jared Hewitt. We're right back after the break, and we're going to talk about our blank page, I mean, our infinite possibilities. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Transform. Transformation.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have our special guest, Jared Hewitt. Jared, tell listeners how they can connect with you and, you know, your gift. And I know you have a special program running right now.
Yeah. I've got a special program that literally it's people have been like, why are you doing this? It's like everything you do. And I'm like, yeah, that's the point. And we want to get the word out and get everybody moving. You can check that out at jaredhewitt.com/special. And there's about... there's probably about 5 or 6 hours of audio, but four of those things are, or three of those things specifically are healing sessions, places to remove. But then there's also one in there that really helps put you in the space to create what you want. So it's literally, it takes you through the entire creation process. And if you just go to the website, if you just kind of want something free to kind of check me out and feel me out a little bit, you can go to, again, jaredhewitt.com, and there's a free abundance activation and a magnetizing money meditation. You just sign up for the mailing list and you get it. So check that out for sure, because, again, I was telling Saskia, I'm doing a coaching program right now, and people are having some really, 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 myself included, amazing experiences, because I listen to my own work because it works with that money meditation. So it's free because, I give people stuff that works, and then they see it works, and then they come back and change their lives. So check it out, everybody.
Well, thank you so much, Jared. Before I forget, I also want to mention tomorrow I am doing a 2 o'clock Eastern time. It's called the Breakthrough Power, How to Liberate Your Fear and Unleash Your Big Dreams. If you go to yoursoulguidance.com and you sign up to any one of my gifts, the 21-day secret soul map or the free training for birthing your dreams, you can participate in that free call, and you can go to yoursoulguidance.com. All right, Jared, I feel there's something important you still have to share, and I don't know, whatever inspiration you come up with, I think there's something there we have not touched upon. What is it?
You know, the funny thing that came up, and this is, I avoid this topic all the time, but you asked, I just kind of saw politics, but instead of going into the sort of drama of politics and sort of the screaming, what I heard behind that was playing the song, All You Need Is Love. And I actually said this to someone the other day, and so I'll say it again here. Behind every person screaming, behind every person yelling, behind every person offending or being offended, there is literally the phrase, somebody love me. It's people are screaming out for love. So yeah. Somebody told me the other day, I was in the studio recording some stuff, and they said, you know, I've known you for like 6 years, and so I feel comfortable telling you this. When I first met you and everybody else and kind of the regular crew who's always here, we had a nickname for you, and I thought, oh gosh, what was it? And she said it was HGL, and she said it with this weird look on her face, and I thought, oh my gosh, what does that stand for? And she said, happy-go-lucky, because you're always just so darn happy. So where I'm going with that story is, I don't care if you're in an elevator, if you're stopped at a light, smile at somebody, connect with somebody, say hi to somebody. Even if they don't say hi back, be willing to put yourself out there, be willing to express that love, be willing to be that change in the world, because enough people start winking at people and smiling and saying hi, and it kind of creates this day. It's like, can you imagine if you're walking down the street and you're having a bad day and, you know, somebody just smiles at you and you think, what are you so happy about? You know, you keep going on in your bad mood, and somebody else smiles, and somebody else smiles, and somebody else smiles. And eventually that breaks you down, and you just go, you know what? Yeah, I'm being silly. This is silly. It's not that serious. We're here to love. We're here to love everybody. We're here to love ourselves. We're here to love. So that's really, I think that would be the message, would be all you need is love. But not only is that all you need, that's all you need to give. And so really start finding places in your life where you can start loving yourself, because you've also got to be open to not just giving love, but receiving it. And so many people are not open to receiving it because it's like, it's kind of a weird feeling, like, whoa, people love me? Ew, get away. And so that's really
where I would just challenge everybody to start with today. If you're listening and you've just gotten to work, or you're, you know, at home starting your day, or it's not quite 7 a.m. here on my coast. So people, as you start your day, just set that as your intention for today, to send and receive love and watch what happens. See what shows up in your reality today. And what shows up in your reality today can show up in your reality every day. All you have to do is direct it, set the intention, claim it, and be willing to receive it.
Wow. It's true. I mean, like yesterday, I'm in the supermarket, and somebody said, I don't know this person, somebody gives me this big smile. You're like, ooh, that's a little shower of love, and it makes you feel so good.
Yeah. Well, and that's what this person was saying. She said, you know, people can be so cynical in Los Angeles, and so she was literally saying, you know, it always made us feel good when you came in, and it was like, that made me feel good to know that, you know, because I'm not always happy. Like, sometimes I have things that I'm in a story, and it's like, oh, shake your story. But even that my presence was still radiating enough that somebody else was like, wow, you know, yeah, I'm gonna lighten up a little bit. It was just very touching to me, so...
What's interesting about this smile, you know, to bring it back to the birthing, to the expansion, to the surrender, that they say, like, the uterus is connected to the mouth. So you got to smile. So when you give birth, you got to smile. And, you know, as you bring this up, suddenly I think, where, you know, the smile, it opens, it expands.
Yeah. No, I've never heard that, but I did hear somebody one time, and it wasn't on like a call or anything. This was something I think I heard way back in college, where somebody was talking about muscle memory, and they were saying, if you're having a bad day, put a pencil in your mouth, like between your teeth, and it literally forces those smile muscles to contract or to expand, you know, open up into your face, and it was kind of like it releases endorphins. It's really true. I mean, we are the gateway to the universe, so open up. Open up to yourself and open up to experiencing the magic of all that is. And all that could be.
Jared, what is your latest miracle you have experienced?
Oh, gosh, every day is a miracle. I actually, just yesterday, I was thinking about some things, and I had a flash. You and I were talking during the break about voiceover, and I was like, I wonder what's going on with this one spot. And I opened up my email, and I had sent an email about this one particular commercial, just kind of track where it was going and what was playing with it. It was a regional spot for Atlanta. And, I sent it about 6 weeks ago, and she just got back to me yesterday. And I was like, oh, that's really weird, because I was just thinking about it. And then literally, I went out to the mailbox, and I got a letter saying that it was turning into a national campaign. And so that's not a little thing. That's a big thing, and I acknowledge it. But my life is so filled with those moments where even if I try to get into a story, because I sometimes do, you guys. Like, you know, people all the time say to me, it's easy for you because you're you. And I go, no, it's always a choice. It's always a choice no matter who you are. It's like literally the universe just kind of shows up, and it's like, really, are you going to act like that today? Like, come on. Like, really? Really, guy? You want to smile, or you want to keep going? And it's like, all right, I give over. I surrender. So, you know, if you want to talk about even clients, I had one guy, Mystery Mike is what his doctors call him. His name is Michael Sean, and he's very comfortable with me giving his name out. He actually gave me a written endorsement. When I first met him years ago, he had full-blown AIDS, and he got to the point where he had 4 T-cells, and he jokes that he named each and every one of them. And as he started working and doing things, within the last year, you know, they literally sent him home to die. And he, within the last 2 years, has gotten to the point where they don't understand why he's not only still here, but he's AIDS-free. He's got his T-cell count is that of a normal, healthy individual that is disease-free. So I see these kinds of miracles every single day in my life and in my clients' life and in other people's lives. They just haven't kind of woken up to the fact that these are actual miracles. These are not just random occurrences in the universe or luck or anything like that. Every single moment is a miracle. And when you can move into that space, you can open up to creating your own miracles. And that's really, 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 really what my work is all about.
And I think, you know, the truth of miracles, we call it a miracle because there hardly is any time that elapses between, you know, you're setting forth the intention and it happens already, right? There's no space, no time.
Even things that people believed were other people thought maybe were impossible, and then somebody comes out and they break that mold and somebody goes, oh, well, that's obviously just a miracle. No, that's somebody opening up to the expansion and the possibility and the potential that is in each and every single one of us.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly believe. And Jared, we have to wrap it up. I have so enjoyed the show.
Oh, it me was, too. It flew by.
It flew by. I hope all the listeners have enjoyed it too. Yeah, I can only say, you know, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Next week, we're in for another great show. So all of you listeners, stay tuned. We're live every Wednesday at 9 Eastern and 6 Pacific. So have a great week and talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect. Make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
Transformation Talk Radio.